The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Strap yourself down and get ready to titter with laughter. It's the Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong and Kareem Daniels. And now, the Grandmaster of Guffaw. Here's Nate.
Hello, everybody. Happy Halloween.
Guffaw. I hate this day so much.
Do you?
I hate Halloween, man. Not helping.
Do you not like being scared?
I actually hate it, and I have actually like hit people that scared me on accident just because it's like a natural reaction.
You ever dance with the devil in a pale moonlight?
What'd you call me?
I asked that of all my prey. I just like the sound of it.
What is he saying?
He said, "Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?"
Oh, that was kind of creepy.
I just like the sound of it. Instead of all my prey.
Oh, that's such an awesome line from that Batman film. Joker.
You like some kente and some flower beads?
Hannibal.
Well, we're gonna talk Halloween on this episode. Sometimes serious, sometimes not so serious. You know, like DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. These guys are Carltons, man. Wait, can I say that?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know either.
So Halloween, ooh, the Devil's Playground. Coming up on the show today, we're going to break out some of our favorite Halloween movies and TV shows. We're going to talk Halloween traditions, or lack thereof. The thing you like and hate most about Halloween. And we're saving the scariest thing for last.
I hate you both.
First up, I thought this appropriate for Halloween. Renee Zellweger, it's got a new face. She says that she's glad folks think that she looks different, but she's just living a different, happy, more fulfilled life.
And when they talk shit about your face?
And she's thrilled that perhaps it shows. She calls the gossip silly, explains that she's responding because it seems the folks who come digging around for some nefarious truth which doesn't exist won't get off my porch until I answer the door. She continues, "My friends say that I look peaceful. I am healthy. For a long time, I wasn't doing such a good job with that. I took on a schedule that is not realistically sustainable and didn't allow for taking care of myself." Sound familiar, Diana? "Rather than stopping to recalibrate, I kept running until I was depleted and made bad choices about how to conceal the exhaustion. I was aware of the chaos and finally chose different things. I did work that allows for being still, making a home, loving someone, learning new things, growing as a creative person, and finally growing into myself." She explained, "People don't know me in my 40s. People don't know me as healthy for a while. Perhaps I look different. Who doesn't as they get older? But I am different. I'm happy."
Weren't they saying she had plastic surgery and it just went wrong? Because why are they saying her face looks all fucked up when she is supposedly happy?
But her face doesn't look fucked up. No, she looks like a normal person.
She just looks different.
Yeah.
Then why did everyone say that she looked fucked up?
No, everybody said she looks different.
I don't think she had plastic surgery.
I think she might have had something done with it. Well, we actually have.
I think she just got some fucking sun.
She doesn't look tanned to me.
Yeah. Right? No, well, she used to look fucking pasty white.
I don't know if that changed. So,
No, pull up the before and after. She has always looked really, really pale.
It's true.
And she looks like about your shade right now.
Oh, well, that is a healthy glow. Yeah. So anyway, the SF Gate, which is an offshoot of the San Francisco Chronicle, went around and asked Bay Area doctors to decode the changes in her face and asked other aesthetic specialists to weigh in with opinions. She's 45 now, by the way.
She looks like a 45-year-old or 40-year-old woman.
I would totally do her.
Yeah, she doesn't... Like I said, she doesn't look like Joan Rivers did.
No. She just doesn't look like she did before.
Yeah. She doesn't look like Kenny Rogers. She looks like a 40-year-old woman.
The closest thing I would say is, you remember when Jennifer Grey got a nose job?
Yeah.
And maybe something else? And they were like, oh my God, that's Jennifer Grey? She just looks different.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Just different. Dr. Carolyn Chang said it's hard to tell exactly what she did because the before pictures are all so much older. But I think the dramatic changes are in the upper third of her face. The San Francisco plastic surgeon has not treated Zellweger, nor has anybody else they interviewed for the article. Said if you cover her eyes and just compare the lower face, the look is more similar than to before than when you compare only the top parts. I think she's actually had both a brow lift and upper lids done. I don't think Botox alone can account for this much change in her eyebrow arch, although it might be contributing to it. I think the changed eyebrow shape is the most prominent reason why she looks different. Her upper lids have less skin as well and are more open. You know how that is, Diana.
Ew.
What? You've had eye surgery. You know. What? This is not a secret. You've said it before.
Do you think we forgot?
I was hoping everyone forgot.
We listen when you talk.
It hurt. Oh, my God. I just remember the pain from the surgery, dude. That sucked. I can imagine. So much pain.
You know, here, we listen when you talk, Diana. Not everybody does.
But you know,
fuck you, Nate.
Sometimes
fuck
people
you.
Don't listen when you talk.
I hate you so much.
You're like, I didn't really listen when you talk because I say blah 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 blah. Diana's going on and on and on again. But
I hate you so
now
much.
Now they listen to you. So there you go. Wee.
Okay. I love doing that.
I hate you so much.
I thought the only thing women wanted was someone to listen to them.
I think I've just gotten so used to people not listening to me that I kind of forgot that people actually do that.
Oh, well, we're nice here.
Oh, you guys are nice.
We pay attention. All right.
Exactly.
That's what we do. So, Renee Zellweger's face, you like it? Kareem, what do you think? You think she still looks good?
Yeah, I don't. Like I said, she looks like a normal person.
Yeah.
I think she just took off all the fucking makeup she was wearing and got a little sun. That's it.
So you're thinking no plastic surgery?
I don't think so. You said I just looked at the pictures and I was like, okay, well, fuck. If she took off all that makeup and actually got some sun, she probably would look a whole lot different. If she ate, she might have just ate a cheeseburger.
Yeah, but
that's probably why she's so happy.
Yes,
it's true. But her face was always kind of puffy.
Yeah,
but that comes when you're tired too.
Yeah,
so she's saying she's tired.
She might have just ate a cheeseburger.
Dana, what do you think?
And got a tan.
Yeah, I think she just looks normal. I like the fact that she's 40. Like some people just you can tell that she looks a little older, but like she took off all the makeup. I think it doesn't look like she's so like Hollywood makeup actress heavy. Do you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Like sometimes it's just way too much. She looks like she took that off and it's just like kind of normal. She looks like a mom. Like she looks like a normal mom to me. Like at 40 years old, 40 something, right?
45.
She looks her age. She doesn't look like she's trying to be anyone else. So I like it. I think it's cool. Props to her. I'm not hating.
I don't care if she had work done or if she didn't have work done. She looks fine. So, and I don't know if anybody really was like, oh, she looks terrible.
Really? That's because that's what I kept hearing. And I was like, I don't get it. Because they're like, this surgery, like she had hella surgery and it's like all messed up. Like, why would you do that? It's not even good.
No, she looks fine. She doesn't.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what y'all are complaining about. Maybe she does look different, but I'm like, she doesn't look. To me, it looks like she just, like I said, ate a cheeseburger, got a tan, got rid of a lot of that makeup. She's like a regular person.
I think eating the cheeseburger was like the big life changer.
Yeah. Switched off of that vegan stuff.
Yeah.
Don't want any vegan stuff there. She's all right.
Like, oh, my God. What was I thinking?
I know. Halloween traditions. A lot of people have very big Halloween traditions. Kareem, do you have any family sort of traditions that you observe with Halloween, like from a kid or now as an adult?
No, we were too poor for costumes. Yeah, we never. I don't think I've ever had a Halloween costume as a kid.
What about as an adult?
As an adult, I usually do the Clint Eastwood cowboy route.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
that works. Dana, I know you hate Halloween. You said that. But you've had to have had costumes at some point.
No, I just, like, as a kid, like, they'd be like, hey, do you want to go trick-or-treating with us? And my parents were like, you should go, like, pretend to have friends because we're kind of worried at this point.
That's not what trick-or-treating is. But they wanted you to, like, blend in with groups of kids?
Yeah. Like, to go, like, have friends or pretend. I would just get a mask.
They were afraid she's going to be a lesbian.
That's probably what they're scared of. Like, go hang out with normal kids because we're worried that this is just not okay. But I just wore a mask. There was nothing. Like, nothing for Halloween just never, ever stuck out to me. It's just people dressing up and getting candy that I always have to be picky about. Like, I don't know. This is what my mom would do. I think this stems from my childhood. Since, you know, I'm sitting on a couch, I'm just going to do this.
Let's have it.
She would always take my candy and be like, take it away and be like, yeah, you're too fat. Like, if you're good, you can have some. But she'll always eat my candy. So whenever I, like, get rewarded, I would, like, she's like, all right, go through the candy. I'm like, what happened to all, like, any of it? Like, it got to a point where it was like just...
Your mom gave you a complex so she could eat your candy.
No, that's my mom is crazy. She ate all my candy. She would steal my candy. And, like, she would be like, it's because you're fat. When she would make me eat, and then she'd be like, you're so fat. I'm like, you won't let me leave until I finish all my food, and you give me so much fucking food. And so... She was one of those. I think that's why I hate Halloween. I never had cool costumes.
Oh, I didn't have cool costumes either.
Yeah. I didn't have, like, I just literally put on a mask. Like, the plastic ones where you can't breathe.
That might have been the most of a costume we ever had was a plastic mask.
I remember at one point when I was a kid, and I lived on a farm, so we couldn't really go trick-or-treating, because to trick-or-treat, you would have to drive from house to house, which isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think at one point I went, like, down to the village and went trick-or-treating with, like, my cousins when I was, like, 5 or 6. I was really young. But I remember one year I wanted a Batman costume, because a Batman costume would be really cool. But at that time, and you might remember these, Kareem, if they let you go to the store at all, the costumes were essentially vinyl. So they were super hot. And they had the plastic mask you were talking about that had 3 holes in it. Five holes in it. Two big eye holes, 2 smaller nose holes that never lined up with your nostrils, and then 1 slit for your mouth.
Yep.
And you would do nothing but breathe, and it would just be condensation, and you would get back
that
plastic taste that you would taste forever.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. I grew up in Vermont, and I was talking to my dad, and they're talking about snow, even in the lowest parts of Vermont for Halloween. So there were times... You would have to wear a winter coat over your costume.
Yeah.
So that kind of defeats the whole purpose of the costume.
I've done that a couple of times.
Yeah, it sucks.
Dude, we would walk miles to go trick-or-treating because from a small town, you would have to. And then I'm trying to think. Where I lived at until I was like 10, there were maybe... 6 houses on the road?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 6 houses. No, there were maybe 10 houses on the road. And and they were the people whose farm we worked on.
Right.
And the scariest shit that happened to us was one night, his name was Cleve Elks. We went to his house trick-or-treating, and he told us to go around to the front door. And he had this, like, pyrotechnic thing that went off and, like, a ghost thing pop up at the same time. And it was, like, 10 of us. And you should have seen us running over each other trying to get away from that shit.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine. Jesus. That's crazy. My friend Pat, who, by the way, if you look at our sponsors on the NateDarlingShow.com website, Huge Entertainment, H-U-G Entertainment, is one of the sponsors there. And I haven't mentioned this in a while, but if it wasn't for Pat, we would not have a podcast, because basically he loaned me everything but the computers to do this thing.
Oh,
because it's a DJ. He has a DJ business, does weddings and parties and stuff like that. So if you're looking for a really good DJ, it's Huge Entertainment, H-U-G. You can get to it on our website. And so even though I bought stuff over the course of the past 3+ years that we've been doing the podcast, the microphone that Diana is talking into right now is still Pat's. The mic cables are Pat's, and that one mic stand is Pat's. So there's all of the stuff that he loaned me to start the show I still have. So he's like, oh, I'll just take it back when I need it for a gig, and that happened one time. But he's upgraded all of his DJ equipment, so he doesn't use any of this stuff. But
Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Pat.
And Pat is somebody who loves Halloween. Pat spends a week setting up his front yard with ghosts and pop-up things and crazy stuff because he loves scaring the crap out of kids. So that's his thing. So there are people that absolutely love Halloween just for that sort of thing.
Oh, dude, I went to a party Saturday night at one of my friend's house, and he had this pop-up spider that popped up and was like, yeah! And he set up a webcam at the door so he could see who it scared the shit out of.
Oh, that's the best. Now that technology has come along, you can relive the scared over and over again.
Yeah, like it didn't scare me. I was like, oh, what the fuck? And I was like, okay. I think it scared the two people that showed up when I scared the two people that showed up when I did more than the spider did because, you know, I was the only black guy at the party.
Good God, they've invited a Negro. What's going on?
I do not know where he came from.
Now, as an adult, I've dressed up more. A couple of years ago, I went to a Halloween party with the original hosts of the show, Larry and Mel. And Larry went as Kesha, and Mel went as, what the hell did she call it? Harry Carey. So she was Carrie from the horror movie, but with a beard.
Oh, okay.
So it was Harry Carey. And I did an Occupy Oakland costume because at the time they were occupying Oakland. And like a week earlier, someone had caught a tear gas canister in the face. So I went to the Spirit Halloween store and got this prosthetic that looked like half of your face got torn off. And I put that on and just walked around with an Occupy Oakland sign.
Oh, wow.
It worked well. Everyone seemed to enjoy it.
Back when I was young and in shape, I went as Bruce Leroy.
Who's Bruce Leroy?
The Last Dragon.
It's Bruce Lee, but he was black, so he went as Bruce Leroy. Oh. Yeah. It's a pun, Diana.
No,
come
it's
on.
Actually a
oh,
character.
Speaking.
For it's a movie called The Last Dragon.
Okay.
Speaking of puns, since we didn't do the last show.
This better be Halloween related. This is the Halloween episode.
Oh, fuck.
Pay attention, woman.
I know it's the Halloween episode. Okay, but I really like this one.
All right.
Kareem would probably know why I like this one. All right. I'm glad I know sign language. I'm pretty handy. Or hold on. Sorry. Let me restart. Can we edit this? I'm glad I know sign language. It's pretty handy.
Turn it off! Turn it off!
All right.
She got some finger extensions, I told you.
Goodness.
That's long finger confidence.
Like E.T. over there. What's going on? A little glow on the end of it.
Oh, yeah. And that's in the movie, he was trying to get the golden glow.
Oh.
You have to watch it. You'll appreciate it. I'm not going to say it's a great movie, but you'll appreciate it.
No. So speaking of movies, let's move on to some of our favorite Halloween TV. Oh, so have you done exhausted all of your Halloween excitement for the year, or do you have any more things you're going to do?
Tonight I'm telling jokes at Tommy T's.
There you go. Oh, that's right. All weekend.
Oh, yeah,
all weekend.
Shit, that's right.
Tonight and all weekend.
All weekend at Tommy T's. So you
Shane Murphy and friends.
So you have you've done all of your Halloween costuming for the year.
Yes. Everybody that I know had a party on Saturday.
And did you tell us what you went as, or did you not dress up?
I wore a cowboy hat.
Oh, okay, that works.
I went to three parties. I went to a party in Granite Bay that was really, 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 really white.
No.
Really?
No yes. Kidding.
I saw two women almost throw a woman in her own pool for saying that she needed to be on Weight Watchers. She was the skinniest bitch at the party. Like, I looked at them and I was like, look, if y'all dunk her, I will not say a word. And then I went to my friend Dan's party, which was actually really a costume party. And Dan works for Apple, and that was another really, 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 really white party.
No kidding. You don't say.
Yeah.
Totally threw me off.
You know, you should go to the Boost Mobile party, I'm sure.
And then I went to Cal and Victor's party, and that party was off the hook.
Nice.
Yes. Cal and Victor are a gay couple friends of mine. So Victor was a cholo. Chola.
I love when gay men
dress as cholas. I think it's the best thing. I saw like three at this one Halloween party.
And Kyle, I still don't know what he was exactly, but he had on red underwear and tassels. And that was it.
I think it was just a reason to walk around wearing red underwear and tassels.
Red underwear, tassels, and high heels. That was it.
I had a thought that no one would get this. Although you like it, Diana, this is sort of a pun. I was going to walk around with a sign that said West Sacramento represent and a shirt with only the top button, so I would be a YOLO cholo.
Yeah. And there were all kinds of people at their party.
By the way, for anybody who isn't from around Sacramento, West Sacramento is in YOLO County. So thus the YOLO cholo. It's not hard making puns. They're just not good.
They're so great. They're so great. You got an applause break, Nate.
So do you have any costuming that you're going to be doing?
I got to order something real quick after the show. Okay. But I'm going to go as Wolverine.
Sexy Wolverine?
I'm going as Wolverine, so yes, naturally it's going to be sexy Wolverine, but I'm using chopsticks for the claws thing.
Why don't you go as Lady Deathstrike?
Huh?
Lady Deathstrike.
The fuck is that?
That was his girlfriend.
He had a girlfriend?
Wow.
Since when? I thought he was just always in love with Jean Grey.
Did you watch you just watched the first X-Men?
No. I used to read the comic books as a kid, but I stopped after a little bit. Like, well, I read the comic books.
You did not
like six,
read. You read like
I was 6 years
comic
old.
Books.
No, I read about four. Because my friend and I had a collection. We did Marvel and DC, but that was a long ass time ago. Long time ago. Like,
I had a collection too, and I know that.
Well, you're old.
and I have a better memory than you do.
Yes.
Did you not watch the Wolverine, the Origins?
No, I didn't watch the Origins. You know what? I might have read it as a kid, but honestly, I forgot everything beyond like past. I tried to forget yesterday.
I need to call who. I need to send an email to whoever you're trying to buy a Wolverine costume and say that you are not worthy.
It's gonna be a cheap ass thing because it was just a party, and I'm
you
like, I can't go with the cape.
You are not worthy to wear the Wolverine costume
because I don't know about his girlfriend.
Exactly.
Who's it?
You
Lady
Deathstrike.
Okay, I'm gonna see
not,
which comic she came out
you
in.
You are not worthy of being
so
Wolverine for
shit.
Halloween. This is my inner blurred coming out at this point
blurred
in time.
Blurred? What the fuck is...
As a black nerd, I am a blurred that is coming out on you right now. I am blurting all over you.
Oh, that was delightful. I like the part where you said I'm trying to forget everything before yesterday. That was hilarious and sad all at once. I'm not sure if they're going to be doing... So last year at work, they had a costume contest with cash prizes, so I broke out all my hockey gear and dressed in full hockey gear all day, which, by the way, is a huge pain in the ass. But I won, so I'm going to... I have a costume for this year if there is a dress-up contest, because when I went to the Raider game, I had to buy a Raider t-shirt because that was part of the deal. If you want to sit in the suite, you have to have a Raider t-shirt. So I have a Raider t-shirt, and I thought, how can I put this to use? And I'm going to get a one of those inmate signs made up that says San Joaquin County with an inmate number, and I'm going to paint my face silver and black so I can be a real Raider fan. And I'm just going to walk around going, Raiders! Raider fan.
Please go to Oakland.
I've been to Oakland. I've been to a concert
in
Oakland.
And that.
Why, to fit in?
I just want to see what happens. Like, how many high fives you'll get.
They would adopt me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How many high fives would you get? Because I don't think people will get that you're, like, making fun of them.
No, definitely not at all. Raider fans are not known for their grasp of subtle innuendo. All right, so now, it's not Halloween without horror movies. So we all got together. We put together our list of our favorite horror movies. And for some, we had to delve into black magic and read minds. And this is one of Diana's favorite horror movies.
The Jigsaw Killer.
Technically speaking, he's not really a murderer.
He never killed anyone. He finds ways for his victims to kill themselves.
Hello, Adam. Dr. Gordon.
He doesn't want us to cut through our chains. No! He wants us to cut through our feet.
Let the game begin. If you want to die, you just have to stay where you are.
Saw, you are a sick fuck.
What do you mean? I think it's like smart though. Like I think it's pretty cool that there's like kind of a storyline behind it. I think it's pretty dope.
That's one of Diana's favorites. Here's Diana's.
I love number two though. Two is my favorite.
This one also has a plot as well. It's
this one. I'm gonna let me see. Let me think about this one.
Yes. I was wondering if I could get driving directions to a nightclub called.
Hello, sweetie. No, we're in Germany right now. Maybe we can talk to you later. All right, we miss you.
Bye, Amy.
Bye, sweetie.
The best part about horror movies is the acting.
Oh, it's so good.
Where we were going.
What was that?
We came from over here, I swear. We just got a little lost.
A little lost?
Yes, we are not a little lost.
We are really lost.
Can we come in?
Something to drink?
You're tourists.
We are on a road trip through
like
Europe.
Yeah.
Can you call the emergency car service for us?
You have a really lovely home.
It's a demented surgeon who will wield any instrument to perform the
science
unspeakable.
Connected via the gastric system. The human centipede. The sequence. We start with cutting the ligaments of the kneecaps. Still plans in it.
Hurry up! Come to here!
By the way, this I've seen parts of this movie, The Human Centipede, because it was on Netflix, and I'm like,
I actually seen this movie, and it's the most.
It's enough to make you never want to go to Germany, really.
It's really bad, and they made a number two.
They did make a number two.
I love how South Park made fun of it, too.
They did, this human centipede. And it was IFC Films, so if you're thinking IFC is classy, not always. And finally, this more of a classic film from Diana's favorite horror movies from 1988.
I can't watch this. I still have nightmares. I still can't. I watched this as a kid because my babysitter wanted me to shut up, and so she played this fucking movie, and I still have fucking nightmares from it. Bitch, I still hate her.
Everyone
ever
has a birthday they'll always remember.
Can we open my presents now, Mommy? A good guy! I knew it!
I'm Chucky.
He's something, isn't he?
This is Andy's.
Time for bed, Andy.
Good night, baby.
Good night, Aunt Maggie.
Good night, Chucky.
Everyone knows most accidents happen at home.
How did that happen?
This was no accident.
Andy?
I'm Detective Mike Norris. Homicide.
Andy!
Miss Peterson's dead. She fell from the kitchen window.
Someone's moved in with the Barclay family. And so has terror.
And not the Charles Barclay family either.
Andy. Ooh, Andy.
Chucky.
Nobody believes you about Chucky.
He came alive in my hand.
Oh, for God's sake.
Why won't you believe?
Because I'm sane, Mrs. Barkley. Sane and rational.
No one believes the truth.
It is a little ridiculous, I will say that.
There's nothing nice about murder. And there's nothing innocent about child's play.
That's a creepy movie.
That whole series.
Yeah. But then Kareem weighed in with his favorite horror movies. First one, I have not seen this one, but I remember seeing the previews for it. And I was like, I'm never playing with my VHS again. Because there's a videotape. If you watch it, see what happens is 7 days later, you die.
I watched the one in Korea, the Asian one, and when I was in Korea and we watched it in class, it's the last day of class, and it was this during the day, it was the scariest shit. My cousins and I slept in the living room, and then there's a TV and we all immediately regretted it, so we went to the room and all just slept together because we were so fucking scared.
There was a TV in the living room, you say? It's crazy.
Before you die, you see the ring. See the ring. See the ring. See the ring. You see the ring.
Before you die, you see the ring. What did you love about that movie, Kareem?
That movie actually was scary. It creeped the shit out of me.
Did you watch the Asian one or just the American one?
Just the American one. Dude, after watching the American one, I didn't want to see the fucking Asian one.
That's creepy enough. Another one that you picked is from 1976.
For generations, the Thornes have been a family of tremendous wealth, position, and power. The perfect marriage of Ambassador Robert Thorne and his wife Catherine was fulfilled by the birth of their son, Damien. And then, when the child was 5 years old, something terrible happened. And then, it happened again. Was it an accident?
I'm very confused because the first time it happened, he started pulling his mother's hair. And the second time it happened, baboons attacked the car.
Yeah.
It's all very confusing.
20th Century Fox presents a film of psychological suspense about an occurrence of earth-shaking importance. Gregory Peck, Lee Remick, The Omen.
I was at the hospital, Mr. Thorne, the night your son was born. I saw its mother.
I have fears. I have fears.
What kind of fears?
Its mother, Mr. Thorne.
You saw my wife.
Its mother.
What is it you're trying to say?
His mother was a...
This is not...
And then he runs her off like the second floor balcony with his trike.
There are those who will kill for him. Who is he? What does he want? Where did he come from? And can he be stopped?
Black people won't even let you watch that in the house.
Oh, no.
Like, my mom will hear the music playing. She's like, no, you got to turn that shit. And that, like, from that clip, you don't hear the music, but the other, I think it might have been number two, where the music is like, dun, 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 dun. Like, she hears the music. Mm-hmm. Like I said, if she hears the music playing in the house, she's like, no, you can't watch that here. You gotta turn that shit off. Seriously.
No, I don't doubt it. And the Gregory Peck, so that's some real old-timey Hollywood stars in that one.
Is that the one where, like, that scene where the planks, the wood planks or whatever came out? They're talking, or was it the glass ones? Because they said that there was one where, like, he almost got his head cut off trying to shoot that scene because they almost missed it. Like, something happened.
Well,
VH1 was talking about it. Like,
and
scary
one
movies.
Of them, Damien does something, and there's a piece of glass.
That's the one that I'm talking about.
That falls like a guillotine,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
and the person's head gets chopped off.
Ooh. Yeah, like something freaky happened. Like, that's why I just hate fucking scary movies, especially like supernatural shit and go. I hate fucking scary movies. And then they talk about, like, you know, like, oh, it must be a freak thing. Like, and they get all like religious or spiritual or whatever, talking about like it has to be a thing. You're upsetting somebody because this is some freak shit that's happening right now that can't be explained. And I don't like things that I can't explain. And so I fucking hate horror movies. Saw, I can explain that, which is why I'm fine with that. I'm okay with horror. I'm not okay with like supernatural shit. I fucking hate this episode of the podcast. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but yeah, that those Omen movies.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The series was really yeah.
There, yeah, it's good. Another one you picked. This is one I would have definitely put on my list, but you put it on yours. From 1984, the original Nightmare on Elm Street. Come on, I love. Come on, hurry up with the trailer. It's from New Line Cinema.
One, two.
Here we go.
The kids of Elm Street don't know it yet, but something is coming to get them.
There's something out there, isn't there?
You can just see cuts happen.
What did that lieutenant?
I don't know.
Put your headphones back on.
The coroner got to say. It's in the jar and puking since he saw it.
They're gonna kill me for sure.
Did you do it?
There was somebody else there.
He was locked in a room with a girl who went in alive and came out in a rubber bag.
No one knows where it came from or who it will visit next.
Nancy? There's something wrong with you. You're imagining things.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Do you believe in the boogeyman?
No.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
No! She's the only one who can stop it. If she fails,
I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy.
No, I'm your boyfriend now.
Well, the tongue did come out of the phone, so that might
creepy.
Turn her on.
That was an ugly tongue.
Craven, director of The Hills Have Eyes and Last House on the Left, a new masterpiece in fantasy terror, Nightmare on Elm Street.
I miss horror movies like that.
Yeah.
Where now it's, you know, you can say what you want about the Saw movies and Hostel and stuff like that. They tend to be torture porn more than anything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it's really, yeah, not a fan.
Not a big fan. The next movie you put on your list, this is definitely on my list. This is the only horror movie I've ever seen in a theater. And this freaked me the fuck out. First of all, the setting of this movie is scary enough for a white person. It's the South Side Projects in Chicago. And the movie is Candyman.
Did you want to say it seven times? Was it seven times?
Have you ever heard of Candyman? And if you look in the mirror, you say his name five times.
Five times.
In cities everywhere.
Candyman?
They whisper
his
name.
Say it five times, Dana.
Right. Candyman.
It's just a story.
Candyman?
Candyman.
Just a ghost story.
Candyman.
An entire community starts attributing the daily horrors of their lives to a mythical figure.
The legend first appeared in 1890. He was attacked, mutilated, and burned to death.
It's a sad story.
Candyman.
So I can understand why he's mad.
Helen, a woman died in there. Leave it.
Everyone knows he isn't real.
That's modern oral.
To me, this is really the story of a white woman who doesn't know when to let it go.
Except that's all of them. That's like every horror movie.
That ain't scared too easy. Y'all know about Ruth the G?
Oh, I love that line.
They ain't never gonna catch him. Candyman.
And the bees, for no reason, the bees.
I still know people that won't say it five times.
Now, she is about to discover. Get on, get on. What's behind the mystery?
You're sick.
What's behind the legend?
Listen, he's under the bed.
And most terrifying of all.
Come with me.
What's behind the mirror?
He's here.
Candyman, you don't have to believe. Just beware.
You don't have to believe, Diana. Just beware. That movie was so good, and they came up with the, they came out with a sequel, and I will not see it because that movie is so fucking good. I am not going to ruin it.
Oh yeah, don't. I don't know what it is. Like horror, like most sequels in general suck, but like horror movies, I feel like the sequels are worse than normal sequels. Is that right?
Well, Friday the 13th. Some of them are. They're just, I mean, they're really, a lot of them are just super duper money grabs. And like Nightmare on Elm Street, the first one, there was really a plot to it and there was really something to be scared of. Second one is like, Freddy's back. And it's like, yeah. Oh, okay, great.
But then after the second one, it really got bad.
Yeah. The second one was bad and the rest were just
the
terrible.
Halloween's were, it that, was like a,
that's on my list.
That's a hit and miss on the sequels.
It is. And I love that they have, I've still got all of the Halloween's DVR'd from last year so I could watch them. You had one more movie on your list. I think people will recognize the music from this one from 1973. Let me turn it back up.
I can't. I hate this. I'm going to go home. I hate Halloween.
Where are you going?
Between science and superstition, there is another world. The world of darkness.
I need to send Diana Priest.
Nobody expected it.
All right, let's see what the...
I love it when the little girl bitch slaps the middle-aged guy.
Nothing could stop it.
There are no experts. You probably know as much about possession as most priests. Look, your daughter doesn't say she's a demon. She says she's the devil himself.
I'm telling you that that thing upstairs isn't my daughter. Now, I want you to tell me that you know for a fact that there's nothing wrong with my daughter except in her mind.
You should probably say something about putting a cross in her pussy.
One hope, the only hope, The Exorcist.
You know, the 70s are weird. I think things were so bad in the 70s that they were just making horror movies because that's the only place you could go to make people feel better about themselves.
It could have been.
You know, it could be worse. You could be possessed by Beelzebub. And yeah. Your child could be, you know, just evil incarnate trying to kill you.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the Amityville Horror, too. That was...
that was supposedly a true story. Yeah. It's not. And the funny thing is, my friend Jay lived in Amityville, New York for a couple of years. And he didn't live far away from that house. And they've changed the outside of the house, so the appearance changes, but people still show up because they know the address.
Yeah.
And there was a family that was murdered there. So yeah, that part was true. The whole bleeding walls and stuff was not. But there's a plenty of videos on YouTube of people who go and they stop to take pictures of the house. And people who live in the neighborhood will drive by and yell at them. And because it's New York, they'll swear at them, "Get the fuck out of our neighborhood, you fucking freaks."
De La Soul was from Amityville.
Yeah, Amityville is it's really not that great.
Those guys are from Amityville, if I remember correctly.
Here's what they have. Basically, every town in Long Island has this. Italian restaurants and diners.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. And then finally, Kareem's last choice, a TV show. So I just pulled a little bit of a clip from the classic It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. This is one of my favorite things.
This is the Halloween I like.
Dang,
can I have an extra piece of candy for my stupid brother? He couldn't come with us because he's sitting in a pumpkin patch, waiting for the great pumpkin. It's so embarrassing to have to ask for something extra for that blockhead Linus.
And then they go to compare, see what they got.
Candy. I got a chocolate bar.
I got a quarter.
I got a rock.
They all get their stuff. Charlie Brown.
Gee, I got a candy bar.
Boy, I got three cookies.
Hey, I got a package of gum.
I got a rock.
I got a rock.
Trick or treat.
I got a popcorn ball.
I got a fudge bar.
I got a pack of gum.
I got a rock.
Have you been to the Charles Schulz Museum?
I have.
It's pretty cool.
It is.
Where is it?
It's in Santa Rosa.
I should go.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope.
It's really cool. And they've got like his working, they set up his office.
Yeah.
That's on display. It's cool. It's worth a drive out if you happen to be out in that area. And then you can go to like Russian River Brewing because that's like 2 miles from there in Santa Rosa. So pro tip for you. If you're going to Santa Rosa.
Where's Santa Rosa? Is that Bay?
It's North Bay.
North Bay. Is this another scary one? Because I'm putting this off again.
Putting up. No. This one's not scary at all. In fact, this is a movie that stars a very young Jamie Lee Curtis.
I love Jamie Lee.
I do too, especially in John Carpenter's classic Halloween.
Oh, this one's old.
Halloween night. A small American town.
Right.
15 years ago.
Kareem, is that you? Are you breathing? Or is that the fuck this?
Michael?
I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil. I think he'll come back.
Exploring uncharted territory?
And totally charted.
Just
Sure.
The only reason she babysits
is
to have
Halloween.
Okay, Linda. Come on out.
That's some Jamie Lee Curtis acting right there.
That's Jamie Lee.
That is. So that's a movie that I never miss around Halloween is that one.
There's this guy that I work with. His name's Michael Meyer. And he was like, I was supposed to be born on October 13th, like Friday, October 13th. And then he was or something. And I was like, oh, what a quinky dink. I don't want to talk to you anymore. He's a really cool dude.
Here's another one of my favorites. And I think if you haven't seen the original, then you should see the original because it's just a good movie. And it features a very young Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon.
Not on his balls, though.
Kevin
not.
Bacon.
Hello? Who's that? Oh, hi. What are you doing out in this mess?
One.
You're doomed, you're all doomed.
We weren't doing anything, we were just messing up.
Four. Five. Six.
I'll admit this is not the scariest trailer ever.
No.
Even you can hang through it.
I, that's how you know it's like.
There's lightweight. I love she's sitting there anticipating something happening.
I'm anticipating this to get worse.
She's really waiting for something to happen.
I hate scary movies. I fucking hate it.
Well, there's already been an axe and a knife. Eight. And a guy with an ominous warning on a bike.
This is one of those times I wish we had a camera.
It is like crazy though, like this music,
there's Kevin
horror
Bacon.
Music is like so iconic.
It's Kevin Bacon, blood dripping on his head. Like, where's that from? 11. Oh, the way that Kevin Bacon gets into the movie is so crazy.
12. Friday the 13th. May only see it once, but that will be enough.
Who writes these?
Friday the 13th.
Can we watch Charlie Brown again?
No, we're almost done. That's another one that I watch every single year. It's you know, you have the Christmas movies you watch every year. I watch those two every year. This last movie is one that I haven't seen in ages. I saw it at my first high school party that I went to. Somebody rented this video cassette. And this is a short one. This is a 30-second commercial for it. It's a very interesting derivative movie. From 1982. The movie is called Pieces.
Warning. What you will see in the movie Pieces cannot be revealed. Cannot be described. Cannot even be imagined. And you don't have to go to Texas for a chainsaw massacre. Pieces. It's exactly what you think it is. Pieces. Absolutely no one under 17 will be admitted.
How they said Pieces like several times.
What's the title?
It's like the sales pitch with that farmer's market when we talked about on the Wilhelm podcast with girl. It's like mentioning your name. It's like that's all they can do because they don't want to reveal anything. Pieces. Pieces. It's exactly
what you think it
and
is,
and you don't
Diana.
Have to go to Texas. Like, damn. That was
for a chainsaw massacre.
When did that come out?
1982. The chainsaw massacre or this one?
No, chainsaw massacre.
Like 73, I think.
Oh, okay. That's why they did, though.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knew Texas Chainsaw Massacre at that point. So those are three movies. Halloween and Friday the 13th are the two that I have to see every year.
The new one, the old ones, right?
Yes, the originals. The original Halloween and the original Friday the 13th.
Just clarifying for me.
I need to see Kevin Bacon be killed in that way every year or I'm not happy. Just saying.
A lot of things wrong with that.
Oh, no. You have to see the scene and then you'll understand why. Because it's fantastic. It is one of the more fantastic... after the whole movie, it's important that you end it a certain way. All right. Let's play some music here. We played that earlier. There we go.
I hate this holiday. So that's a Halloweeny that I want to get is Nightmare Before Christmas. That's as Halloween I want to get. And that's how Halloween I get every year. Nothing past that.
Okay.
Well, not this year.
I hate, because I can't sleep. Because I never, like, find someone to date, like, during this winter time. Like, I never have a cuddle buddy. So it's like, I would be sleeping alone, and I'm scared, like, I can't sleep. So that's going to be me grumpier for the next, like, however many months for, like, in Chucky's case, it took me about 10 years to get over that.
Kareem, she's scared. She's scared.
She's scared.
Scared.
Talking about, I'm never scared.
All right.
Scared.
It's time for the scariest thing of all. Saved it to the end. Did I mention Amazon yet?
No.
Oh, yeah. By the way, shop Amazon through the link at natedarlingshow.com. Help support the podcast. Doesn't cost you anything extra. Thanks. One-time TV actor Kirk Cameron is getting into the spirit of the pre-Christmas movie release season. He gave a very exciting interview to the Christian Post, in which he revealed that Halloween is a 100% Christian festival of 100% Christian origins.
I can't deal with this fucking... I can't... Is this the dude that came out with the fucking Savior movie?
Yes.
Oh, my God. He needs to go away.
Okay, sure. By pure coincidence, also occurs the same time and as many of the same trappings of the much older pagan harvest festivals, but it is utterly unrelated to those. Really. Cameron's interview was part of the pre-release publicity for his upcoming movie, Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas, which makes the completely reasonable claim that there is also no connection whatsoever between the historically verified date of Jesus' birth and some pagan solstice festivals that just happened to occur at the same time, and which may have some similar traditions. The Christian version came first. It is real. Even if the pagan festivals were older, if anything, the pagans stole Christian ideas and grafted them onto their holidays, because nobody's more jealous than pagans. Always trying to steal a good thing. Now, Kirk Cameron is a Christian. He would not lie about this. Besides, as theologian G. Costanza noted, it isn't a lie if you really believe it. The real origins have to do with All Saints Day and All Hallows Eve, the actor told the Christian Post. If you go back to old church calendars, especially Catholic calendars, they recognize the holiday, All Saints Day.
They couldn't even read the calendar. What the fuck is he talking about?
With All Hallows Eve the day before, when they would remember the dead, and that's tied into Halloween. That's right, old church calendars and All Saints Day. Been celebrated on November 1st from the earliest days of Christianity, going all the way back to the 8th century. And there's absolutely no connection between the holiday and this Celtic festival of Samhain. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong. Which predates Christianity, but probably not really, because historians always lie about Jesus to make him look bad. Stupid historians. Well, any connections between the myths of the dead coming back to walk the earth and Christian celebrations of All Souls Day are also completely coincidental. Don't even try to make a connection just because that holiday only entered the Christian calendar in the 11th century. You wouldn't insult Jesus by suggesting, like a bunch of historians do, that the early church borrowed stuff from pagan sources, would you? Kirk Cameron says it isn't so, and anyone who knows as much about history and bananas as he does is not to be trifled with. Do not trifle with Kirk Cameron. He said when you go out on Halloween and see people dressed in costumes and see someone in great big bobblehead Obama costume with great big ears and an Obama face, are they honoring him or poking fun? They're poking fun at him. They're poking fun at him. Early on, Christians would dress up in costumes as the devil, ghosts, goblins, and witches, precisely to make the point that those things were defeated and overthrown by the resurrected Jesus Christ. The costumes poked fun at the fact that the devil and the other evils were publicly humiliated by Christ at his resurrection. That's what the scriptures say. And that he publicly humiliated the devil when he triumphed over power and principality and put them under his feet. To recap, Jesus Christ humiliated the devil, ghosts, goblins, witches, and Obama. That's according to Kirk Cameron. Over time, you get some pagans who want to go, this is our day, high holy day of satanic church, that this is all about death. But Christians have always known since the first century that death was defeated and the grave was overwhelmed, that ghosts, goblins, devils, and foolish has-beens who used to be in power but not anymore. That's the perspective Christians should have. Oh, Kirk Cameron, you crazy, wily bastard, you. It goes on, but I won't, because I'd like to end the show sometime tonight, because the Halloween episode should be fun. Should it not?
I hate this episode.
I had fun. You know, Diana, you should appreciate the fact that at no point during any of these scary movie trailers did I reach over and grab your leg, causing you to jump out of your skin.
I would have punched you by natural reflex. There's this guy at work that always scares me because I'm always like focused, like trying to remember what shoes I have to grab. And I don't know, he'd just jump around the corner and like scare the shit out of me. And one time I almost slapped him. I was like, oops, sorry. Almost. I held back, though.
Well, that was good of you.
I'm so nice.
You are. You're very nice. You know what else is nice? That the Halloween episode of the Nate Darling Show is over. We made it
through. Thank you. I can't wait till Christmas. Oh, my God. Christmas is going to be so much fun. We're going to play Mariah Carey, and we're going
to... We can play some more Halloween stuff.
Well, last year I did a very special musical Christmas, and we do that again. Or is just me playing music? That everybody chipped in their favorite Christmas song.
See, that one I will remember because by that time, I'm probably not going to hate my job because everyone's going to be buying shit.
There you go. So yeah, get ready to start writing down your favorite Christmas songs because we're going to be doing that in a couple months. Anyway, that's going to do it for us for Halloween, for the month of October, and for the three-person show. That's right. A fourth person joins the cast next week. That's right. So we will welcome our friend Sam into the fold next week. Until then, enjoy some music from the True Blood soundtrack. It's Jace Everett and Bad Things. Oh, and by the way, happy Halloween, you dirty, dirty pagans.
Bad things with you.